Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast. Partly cloudy today with some sun around 70. We'll get the full details on that Tri-State Forecast coming your way in just a few moments. Stories that we're following for you. A golf cart driver was taken to the hospital after colliding with a car on Route 41 in Salisbury over the weekend. The golf cart driver was taken after its accident happened on Sunday afternoon. State police report the car was traveling north and the golf cart was traveling south when it tried to make a turn and hit the left side of the car. The driver of the golf cart, a 70-year-old Torrington man, was taken to Hartford Hospital by LifeStar. The injuries were believed to be serious. Antonio Delgado will be sworn in as New York's lieutenant governor tomorrow. Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck, was tapped to be Governor Kathy Hochul's second-in-command earlier this month, following the abrupt resignation of her former lieutenant governor, Brian Benjamin. Benjamin was arrested in April on bribery charges related to a past campaign. Delgado, 45, will join Hochul in the June 28th primary ballot, where he'll face two challengers, Diane Renier and Anne Maria Achilla, running for the seat in connection with Representative Tom Suozzi of New York City Public Advocate Jameen Williams, respectively, both whom are running against Hochul for governor. In taking the new role, Delgado will vacate his current seat in the 19th Congressional District, which now stretches from the Hudson Valley to the Finger Lakes, thanks to the newly redesigned districting maps that reshuffled the number of congressional seats statewide. New York COVID cases are up 5% in New York City. Long Island faced the worst outbreaks. Upstate wave is receding. New York reported over 71,000 COVID cases in Sunday, up from 68,000 the prior week. New York ranked 8th among the states where coronavirus was spreading the fastest on a per-person basis. Nationally, COVID-19 cases increased about 32% from the week before, with over 796,000 cases that were reported. Taking a look at some meetings going on in our tri-state region this week in Sharon, the Board of Selectmen meet tonight at 5:30. Planning and Zoning Commission meets tomorrow at 4:30 in North Canaan. ZBA has their regular meeting tomorrow at 7 p.m. Inland Wetlands Conservation Commission will be held on Thursday at 7 p.m. In Falls Village on the 25th, Planning and Zoning regular meeting at 7 p.m. Planning and Zoning Commission and town meeting at 7 o'clock by the Board of Selectmen. On May 26th, the Board of Finance special meeting at 7 p.m. In Cornwall, coming up today, the Economic Development Commission has their meeting via Zoom at 7:30. Tomorrow in Kent, the ARPA Assessment Subcommittee regular meeting will be held at 4:30. Sheffield, a virtual meeting tomorrow for the Planning Board at 7 p.m. The Village of Millerton has a special workshop meeting that is going on tonight at 6 p.m. Introduction for Local Law B, abolishment of the police department with a mandatory referendum. They'll set the public hearing date resolution. The meeting will be held at the Village Hall on North Elm Avenue. Northeast New York, a public hearing notice for the town of Northeast at the Northeast Millerton Library on Century Boulevard in Millerton, a minor subdivision tax parcel located on Route 22 in Millerton in the ZBA zoning district will be the topic of conversation. In Dover, coming up on the 25th, the Town of Dover regular town ward meeting will happen from 6:30 till 8:30 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll find a tapas menu, dinner specials nightly, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 31,880.24, the NASDAQ at 11,535.28, and the S&P 500 at 3973.75. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.